long investigation, a long report, a 30-day suspension for football coach Bob Davey. Joining us on the Daniels Heating and Air Conditioning Cool Take Hotline is the journalist who is at the forefront of this story, Daniel Libet from nmfishbowl.com. How you doing today, Daniel?
I'm doing fine, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, it's my pleasure to get you on the show. You received a lot of criticism about your reporting over the last several months. Do you feel vindicated now that this report is out?
I feel substantiated. I mean, if one was to read through both the Hogan Marin and the Office of Equal Opportunity reports, they almost on a line by line measure back up everything I reported back in September and in the winter. I mean, I outlined exactly what the university investigation was looking into. In many cases, I feel like I spoke to at least as many, if not more, witnesses than UNM was ultimately able to speak to. There was a couple of specific instances, especially in the OEO report, where they said that they couldn't get a hold of witnesses who I know I was able to get a hold of. So I think the reporting has certainly been substantiated.
Well, you were really the one that broke the story of the investigation into Bob Davey and the football program. So what to you stood out from UNM's report, and was there anything that you found to be left out of the report?
Oh, there's quite a bit that was left out of the report. I mean, what stood out to me, and I don't know if this stood out as the right word, but I think the takeaway for me is this is a very incomplete conclusion that UNM reached, and it's almost explicitly incomplete. If you read the Hogan Marin report, there's many instances in which they said that they were unable to substantiate certain claims, but that didn't mean that they exonerated Davey either on certain counts, and the same for OEO. In fact, if anything, to me, this is just an advertisement for further inquiry, either done at the level of the university. I know the Attorney General Hector Balderas has publicly stated that he's planning to put his office's resources into looking into some of the issues in the football program or in the athletic department. And for journalists, too. I mean, this is not the end of the story just because UNM has decided that they didn't want to pay Hogan Marin any more money to spend any more time on this. I think that, you know, this is very incomplete. And though they have issued some punishment to Davey, 30-day suspension based on some pretty ethereal findings, that doesn't mean that these other allegations that they failed to substantiate in this time frame should just be left there.
Yeah, you've been doing the reporting on this for a very, very long time. We've had you on the show a couple of times now, and as I said, some of the things that you reported on a long time ago, and you got criticized heavily for those things. We've come to find out a lot of those things, most of those things, if not all of those things that you reported on, were all part of the investigation that we've now been able to see. I'm curious from your standpoint. I wanted to get Eddie Nunez on the show this afternoon. As you know, he had a news conference this morning. He basically read a prepared statement, took some Q&A with the media this morning. But you've done the heavy lifting on this, Daniel. I just want to give my listeners your thoughts on exactly why Bob Davey is being suspended for 30 days.
I think he's being suspended for 30 days because the interim president, Chawi Abdallah, felt that there was enough smoke there and enough concern there that, especially in terms of the allegations of a charged environment, some of these allegations of racially insensitive comments, and perhaps most importantly in this moment, this Me Too moment, and in the wake of the Michigan State scandal, allegations that he was improperly involved or, if not interfered with, police investigations into sexual assault. There was enough of there that I think the university felt that if they were going to not punish him at all, that would be a statement of exoneration that they weren't comfortable with making, or at least Abdallah wasn't comfortable with making. And I think there's also a liability issue. I think the university knows that they already had one whack at this back when former President Bob Frank was in charge. A lot of these allegations had been made 4 or 5 years ago, and Davey had been cleared. And then they were revisited again four or five years later, which is the present moment, and there was some legitimacy to them. They weren't all substantiated, but there was enough credibility to the allegations that It merited not one but two subsequent investigations, one by former federal judge Bruce Black and one by the Hogan Marin law firm in Chicago. And to sort of then walk away without issuing any kind of punishment is a statement that I don't think that a university president wanted to make given all of the smoke. I guess one of the questions one could ask is, why didn't they just further investigate? If they couldn't conclude, if they saw at least some credibility to some of these allegations, particularly the most inflammatory ones, but couldn't decide yet whether or not they were ultimately credible or incredible, why not spend some more time? And I think the answer to that is the politics of the university. There was not a consensus among the leadership, among the people who were in charge of this investigation, exactly what they wanted from it. I think you had somebody like Abdallah who really wanted them to dig into this and hold accountable Davey if there was some legitimacy found to it. And then there were some people, perhaps at the level of the UNM Board of Regents, who did not want Davey to undergo an investigation at all. And every shade in between there. And so there wasn't a consensus at the top on what this was even supposed to be about or how much accountability wanted to be brought to bear if things were found. And so this was a kind of hedge position, which was, it'll give him some suspension. It's fairly minimal in the scheme of things. 30 days in a, I mean, this is not in the middle of the season by any means. I don't think this affects recruiting in any way, shape, or form, or at least in a substantial way. So this is sort of what I think Abdallah felt was the best he could get on his way out before the new president takes over the summer.
We're talking with Daniel Libet. Daniel joins us on the Daniel's Heating and Air Conditioning Cool Take Hotline. You can read his reporting at nmfishbowl.com. You've done a lot of reporting here recently, specifically Bob Davey, his lawyers, and some of the back and forth with UNM on that. Do Coach Davey and his lawyers have any recourse to fight this suspension or to move forward in any way?
I think that, I mean, the contract stipulates that disagreements of this kind have to go through arbitration, so they could certainly appeal to an arbitrator to fight the suspension. You know, the risk he has in any kind of litigation or arbitration is that more might come out. I think there, you know, on one hand, you have Bob Davey, who is, you know, in the last week or so has been pretty demure on all of this. You know, he gave comments saying, you know, I think it's best for everyone if I just focus on football. But then behind the scenes, you have his attorney, who's written some pretty hostile letters to the Board of Regents over the last 2 weeks in petitioning to basically do away with the suspension, accusing the Board of Regents of retaliating against Bob Davey in the course of this investigation and in the release of the investigative documents, and actually most recently calling for an independent investigation of the investigation, effectively. Mm-hmm. So you have these kind of parallel conversations. You got Davey being pretty quiet on this stuff, and you have this lawyer raising hackles behind. So we'll see which one ultimately takes the day in terms of his side's approach to this matter. Do they want to just kind of let it go, take the lumps of a 30-day suspension and move on, or do they want to raise hell about this?
Yeah.
And potentially get more people to come out? Certainly, if there's any kind of criminal or civil proceeding in district court, he opens up the opportunity or the possibility that people who hadn't wanted to talk to UNM's investigators, who have no subpoena power, are going to feel compelled or going to feel more comfortable talking under oath in a court proceeding.
So where is Bob Davey on solid or shaky ground, and where, if anywhere, do you see the university having unanswered questions or any liability in all of this?
I think the question about involvement or interference in sexual assault investigations has not been answered. I think, you know, there was some credible thing. There were some credible allegations. There were some things that OEO found that sort of redounded to Davey's defense. But that, I think we really haven't gotten down to ultimately what he did or didn't do. I can tell you, I mean, just as was reflected in the OEO report, since I started talking to sources long before I wrote my first story about this, dating to really the early part of last year, this was the prevailing thing I kept hearing over and over again, concern about the football staff, sexual sexual assault investigations into football players and whether or not there was some kind of cross-pollination or inappropriate triaging that the staff was doing with the campus police. This is an issue that goes beyond UNM, but it's an issue that's acutely going on right now at UNM, which is the kind of relationship between campus police, a football program, and what happens when a football player is accused of sexual assault. And there's been a handful of instances that we know of publicly that have happened while Davey was head coach.
So you,
in terms of football players being accused, at least.
You've mentioned that you've interviewed a lot of people. You feel like you've interviewed more people for your reporting and the stories you've done than the investigation interview. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, just based on what OEO said they were able to talk to, I don't have the report right in front of me, but I think they sought to reach out to a couple dozen or 17 different football players and spoke to maybe a half a dozen.
Mm-hmm.
I've spoken to a lot more than a half a dozen current and former football players.
So I'm curious, Daniel, you know, the sources that you've talked to, do people within this story, UNM, I guess you could say, do they think Coach Davey's getting a bum rap, or has the university not gone far enough with their punishment of the coach?
There's probably two camps. I mean, there's certainly those defenders of Davey who think that he's been smeared in the course of this thing. But no, I've heard, you know, in the last week or so, I think, you know, I've heard from sources within the university and within the athletics department a sort of shock and disappointment that he only got 30 days, given the severity of some of the allegations that were leveled. And again, I'll return us to this moment. We are in this moment where you don't want to come down on the soft side of holding people accountable for any kind of impropriety related to sexual assault investigations. And again, I don't think that they've gotten down to the bottom of this. It's certainly possible that were they to, there might not be anything else to find as it relates to Davey or the coaching staff. But to leave this kind of hanging fire in this moment is dangerous. It's dangerous from a, you know, to put this in the most blunt terms, it's dangerous from a legal standpoint for the university. I mean, what if something happens again? What if one of these former accusers decides now to file some sort of litigation against the university based on what was in the report or was intimated in any of these reports? I mean, this is just, you know, to say nothing about the morals or ethics of this, this is just a uncomfortable position for a university in 2018 to be in when this is an issue or allegations that have been raised.
We're talking with Daniel Libet of nmfishbowl.com. He's a journalist that's been at the forefront of this story, the investigation of the program into Bob Davey. So what did your gut instincts tell you, Daniel? Where is this thing headed?
That's a good question. I don't know that I actually, I think there's a whole bunch of factors that have yet to really come into play that will determine this. There's a new president coming in. What is her opinion? I mean, is she satisfied with this investigation? How will she respond if new information comes? And the same can go on down the line. I mean, you know, will there be people who hadn't spoken to OEO or to Hogan Marin who will now come forward in some form, either to a journalist or to the university, to an anonymous tip line? You know, will there be new information that comes along in any kind of way? So you have a different cast. You know, when this thing started, Paul Krebs was the AD and Abdallah was the president. Now Eddie Nunez is the AD, and there will be a new president coming soon. And so, you know, will different personnel read the situation differently? Will there be different loyalties? I mean, I haven't spoken with Eddie Nunez about this, but I've heard from people at least who suspect that while he's fine with Davey, it wouldn't kill him if he had the opportunity to hire a new head football coach. In some ways, isn't that what every athletic director wants, is the opportunity to hire their own head football coach? So where will he come down when he really is involved in this? He's sort of been sidelined in some respects so far. So these are all things left to be seen. And it's hard to kind of get a gut reaction right now on where it goes, other than you would imagine more will come at some point.
What kind of blowback have you gotten from Lobo supporters over these last several months?
I mean, what you'd basically expect. I got people accusing me of making this stuff up or having an agenda. par for the course when an athletic department or a college coach or administrator is under fire or there's journalism being produced that makes people uncomfortable. I mean, look, you're writing often when you're covering college sports, you're writing to a constituency of fans. And for the most part, most fans don't really want to hear about this. They want their program to be portrayed in the most complimentary of light. And when, particularly, I mean, let's give Davey his due, at least on the field. He's turned around an incredibly sad program that was at the bottom of the barrel under Mike Locksley. Mm-hmm. He turned it around, you know, pretty successfully. They had a bad season last year. But, you know, now, you know, ultimately, is that how people should be making their ethical decisions? I would argue no. But that's the reality of college sports today. At even a place like New Mexico, where the highest aspiration for the football program is something like the New Mexico Bowl, that means a lot to people. And it makes people uncomfortable when others are perceived as poking around in some of the less pleasant or less positive light.
Is there anything about this story that you'd like to tell our listeners about that we haven't asked you about this afternoon?
Oh, that's a great question. I think people just have to understand what it means, what these investigations are and what they're not. I mean, so, you know, UNM hires an outside law firm, Hogan Marin, to conduct what was ultimately the final investigation for Davey. They have no subpoena power. They're not a law enforcement agency. Even if you read the reports themselves, not so much Hogan Marin, but OEO, it repeatedly just talks about their failures to get people, to compel people to cooperate. Everybody who spoke to either Judge Black, the Hogan Marin lawyers, or the Office of Equal Opportunity did this purely out of their own volunteerism. We also have to keep in mind how college sports is in this day and age. College sports, particularly college football, is a closed society. There is no personal benefit for people to speak out of school, even if they're no longer at the school. I've talked to sources, or attempted to talk to sources, who are former staffers at, you know, who worked under Davey, who are no longer there, who presumably have no professional reason to be loyal to him, but were terribly afraid about being conceived of as a snitch or a rat in this business. That is just no dice. And so it's very difficult without an actual criminal investigation or a civil proceeding to get people to talk. And this was so there are certain claims that Davey was exonerated by. There are certain claims where it seemed like he was, if not convicted, that there was enough there to warrant concern. But this is not an indictment. This is a outside law firm hired by UNM to sort of help them try to mitigate their risk, and that's how it should be looked at. And so again, I'll return to sort of the opening comment I made, which is more needs to be looked at. Journalists, especially in Albuquerque, need to be taking this up. You know, I for the longest period of time, I was a man on an island covering this story.
You were.
It was months before the Albuquerque Journal even decided to give it a whiff. And even so, they basically just kept reporting the things that I had reported the day before. This is where journalists really need to prove their journalism, and this is where, you know, the public interest is served by people continuing to be skeptical about this and interested in getting to the bottom of this.
I could have swore I read something a couple of weeks or a couple of months ago, Daniel, you were going to take a step back. You were going to kind of get away from all of this for a while, and here you are right back in it.
Well, I have an acute interest in this story, mainly because I don't have a confidence that if I'm not doing it, it's going to get the attention that it deserves.
Yeah.
Yes, but, you know, I've spent a year up to this point, or a year and a half up to this point, working this story, so it's got its hooks into me, no doubt.
Well, I've enjoyed reading it, that's for sure. You've done a lot of the legwork on this, as you said, all the people you've interviewed, and you've been pretty spot on with all your reporting. You can see Daniel's stories, nmfishbowl.com. So what's next for you, Daniel, with this story or maybe potentially another story?
Well, I generally don't like to talk about the things that I haven't written on, but you can probably just tell from our conversation right now that I feel like there's a lot left to be explored and poked around on this story. And while I think there's a natural urge, especially at the university, to sort of move on. That's not the prerogative of journalists. The prerogative of a journalist is to kind of keep going where they think there's more to be discovered and more important stuff to be discovered. So certainly I don't think my reporting is done on how this investigation was handled and on some of the allegations that were sort of left unresolved.
Daniel, we appreciate all the information this afternoon and look forward to having you on again.
It's great to be with you, Bob. Have a good weekend.
You take care. You too. Daniel Libet joining us on the Daniels Heating and Air Conditioning Cool Take Hotline. Again, you can see his stories